A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today is a very special episode because we have the wonderful Jill joining me today. So Jill is a long-term follower of my work, and I really wanted to share Jill's story with you because not only did she do my author course and has officially published a book with Hay House, hell yes, celebrating this phenomenal queen, but she has been part of my manifestation membership, my author course, she's read my books, and she has been a long-term spiritual queen herself, and her story is super inspiring. So today's episode is a follower success story or a queen success story, and I invited Jill onto the podcast to share her experiences, to talk through what she experienced in each container and what she got out of it, and also talk about her phenomenal new book, which she is going to tell you all about. So the reason for this podcast. So as you guys may know, I have a magical manifestation container called the Manifestation Membership, which I have had for 2 years now, can you believe? And the doors are officially open until the 11th of July. And this is a 2-week promo window to talk purely about the Manifestation Membership. So like I said, the membership has existed for 31 months now. Can you believe I'm on my 31st topic creation in the Manifestation Membership? And over those phenomenal 30 months, the doors open a couple times a year, and this is one of those opportunities. And I'm so excited because this Manifestation Membership is so, so special to me, and all of the queens in there are just so freaking amazing, including Jill. And it's just so nice to be able to bring them onto the podcast and share their experiences with you, and share a little bit about you, my community as well. It's always lovely to share guest interviews and, you know, obviously solo casts, but it's lovely to have you guys come on here as well. So what can you expect in the Manifestation Membership? Well, it is a beautiful container where we have our very own platform. So if you are part of my Attract Alignment Abundance course, it's exactly the same platform. You'll be familiar with it. And it is we have our own app as well, so you can access the content via your laptop or desktop or tablet or via your mobile. Everything is accessible on all devices, which is fantastic. And it means we have this beautiful little container of positivity because it's like its own positive newsfeed in itself. So it literally looks like a social media platform. You have your newsfeed where all the new posts from myself and the queens are, where the content's dropped. You have your own profile where you can add your own links to your website, to your businesses, to all the things you love and share with all of us. You have your own profile picture, your bio, and there's also a messaging feature as well. So everyone has geolocation, so you can see where everyone is in the world and connect with like-minded local queens in your local area. And you can also DM myself and DM all the other queens on there as well. Every single queen is so, so supportive, and it's so lovely to be part of a beautiful family like the Manifestation membership, where every single call we have is so uplifting and so lovely, and just everybody is cheering every single person on, and it's just so wonderful to see. So to be able to open the doors up and invite even more of you wonderful souls in feels like an amazing reason to celebrate. So what can you expect each month in the membership? So each month you get a brand new exclusive spiritual and manifestation theme from myself, which includes a meditation, journaling prompts, a gorgeous workbook, a training video which lasts around half an hour from myself on the topic, downloadables. You get an industry expert as well. So we have two live calls each month, one with myself on a full moon where we have a group coaching session where we reflect on the month and we do a full moon ritual together, ceremony, and do loads of fun stuff together. And then towards the beginning of the month, normally we have a new moon industry expert circle where we have a new moon circle, obviously for manifestation. And our industry expert on the theme of the month will come in and do a 1 hour workshop with myself and the queens. So not only do you get trained by myself and learn so much about so many incredible spiritual topics, 31 to be precise so far, you also get leading industry expert knowledge as well from phenomenal teachers and authors and gurus. And that has to be my favorite part, to be honest, the fact that people can come in and just share such amazing wisdom with us. Like, I have taken even personally so much away from those industry expert calls, and it's so great to see the queens get so much from it as well. Replays for those calls are always available afterwards as well if you're not able to make them. And you also have lifetime access to everything in the membership. So even if you're joining now, you have access to all 31 months prior content. So not only can you join in with our July theme, which is goddesses, hell yes, you can join in with our last month's theme of alignment and goals. You can join in with absolutely any of the themes over those 31 months. So you can follow along live with us or dip your toes back into one of the previous topics if you feel called to. A lot of the topics do complement one another as well. So it's great to sometimes use a few reminders or watch one of the industry expert calls from before to help support that month's theme, for example. You also have lifetime access to all my previous 90-minute manifestation masterclass webinars. So you've got 5 of them beautiful webinars you can dive into straight away. We have surprise industry expert interviews, workshops, virtual circles every single month. And every quarter, we also have a guest host who will host our manifesting ceremony for the solstices and equinoxes. So 4 times a year, you get these extra bonus calls with a guest host and myself where we do manifesting ceremonies for spring, summer, autumn and winter, equinoxes and solstices. And again, love these circles so much, and they're so, so powerful as well. So it's really nice to come together for those as well. You have use of our very own app, as I explained, so you can access all of the content and connect with other members anywhere in the world and from any device that feels good to you, and access all the topics or forums on the go. And as an extra bonus, because I love you all so much, every quarter, active members of the membership, so members who are part of the membership, will be entered into a draw to win a one-to-one coaching session with myself worth over £300. So just by being a part of the membership, you're entered into so many amazing bonuses and draws. And there's discussion forums as well, as on topics such as the law of attraction, moon magic, crystals, running a business, angels, chakras, divine feminine abundance, money mindset, and so much more. So much more. You also have early access to all of my events, courses, and merchandise before it launches publicly. And you also get, as a member, 10% off my website all year round, including my planners, courses, and digital content to say a thank you for being a manifestation membership queen. And the best bit about the membership is that you have such a supportive community. I cannot express this enough. I feel so supported by these queens, and they support one another so beautifully as well, as I'm there to hold the space for all of you. So I'm there to guide you and coach you. And these themes are so, so much fun, so much fun. And over the years, we've covered things from like self-love, inner work, inner child work, money mindset, crystals, angels, numerology, astrology, lucid dreaming, alignment, manifestation topics, Literally like everything and anything you can think of. Like some months I'm like, how are we going to top last month? And we always seem to do it with just kick-ass themes. We have covered so much and you get access to all of this instantly for only £22 a month. So it is a monthly rolling membership. There is an annual option as well if you'd like to save some pennies and save on your monthly cost. And all of the information I'm going to put in the description below so you can access it and have a read of the webpage as well, because there's lots of bonuses as well. And an exclusive bonus, especially for you as the doors open to the Manifestation membership, is when you sign up in this intake, you get an exclusive access to my 90-minute Stepping Into Your True Abundant Power masterclass worth over £33. So you get that completely free from saying hell yes to the Manifestation membership. So if you do sign up, pop me an email and I will send that over to you straight away. But without further ado, I don't just want to make this podcast purely on the membership. I am so excited and delighted to welcome Jill onto the show, and she is going to share her beautiful story with you. And this conversation was so divine and so amazing, and I'm just so proud of everything that Jill has achieved. So I really hope you're going to enjoy it. So welcome to the show, Jill. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. So glad to be here.
Oh, I am so excited to chat to you today. So for those listening who don't know much about Jill or haven't met Jill in one of my containers, Jill Krasinovich is an author, speaker, spiritual seeker, and empowerment mentor. After more than 22 years in public education, Jill feels called to help others increase their confidence and rediscover their personal sense of self. She recently published her memoir, When the Apple Falls Far from the Tree, under her pen name, Margot Riley. Her book has a self-help spin, which outlines the many challenges she has faced and the tools she used to make it to the other side. Oh, Jill, honestly, I've been looking forward to this interview for so long because it's so nice to have a catch up and see your book, baby, out in the world. How has it been for you so far?
It's really been a surreal experience. It's hard to believe that, you know, a couple of years time has gone by and here it is. I am officially an author and I'm talking about my book. I'm on the other side of it now. It's been wonderful.
Oh, and you're a published author at that. Let's say published author, not just an author. And, you know, it feels like yesterday I was working with you, your guys' intake and reading your manuscripts, reading your proposals. Like, honestly, does not feel like a couple of years ago. So when you messaged me and said the book's out, I thought, oh, that was quick. But it really has been a couple of years and it's just flown by. And it's so great to see yourself and so many of the same intake have their books published now, which is just such a special moment. So I've got some questions for you today, Jill. So obviously those listening can find out more about your journey, your book, and obviously your experiences with my work as well, because I know it's played a big part in your journey, which I'm so grateful for. So I'm going to ask you the question I ask every single guest who comes on the show, because you are a guest as well. When did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
I love that you begin with this question, and I love hearing the answers of all your guests answer this. And here I am answering it now. Love it. So I think it's fair to say that I've always been spiritual to some degree. As a young child, I could read the energy of the room. I was highly intuitive. As a teenager, I had premonitions. I could, you know, predict lots of things. And I think it's fair to say much of that came from the fact that I had a traumatic childhood, and that was probably a survival skill at the time. But as I went into adulthood and became, you know, started adulting and got into the rigors of adulthood, I lost touch with all of those tools for a long, long time. So it wasn't until just about 3 years ago, when I began a sobriety journey, actually, that I began my official awakening. I returned to myself and rediscovered the self that I lost a long time ago. I basically began the sobriety journey just because I noticed that my drinking was escalating and getting a little sloppy, and I wanted to be a better role model for my grown daughters. And obviously, once you stop drinking, you're no longer numbing things out. And so I began to have to feel my feels and process what was happening, and there was no more suppressing things. And this 90-day program, which was the sobriety program that I bought into, came with emails. And each day these emails would have references of modalities you could try or people you could look up and check out. And there was lots and lots of names there, many of which that were in this spiritual or self-help realm. So as I began to investigate those and do the work on myself and begin to, you know, notice what my habits were and my limiting beliefs were and my patterns were, I stumbled across a book, and lots of things were obviously responsible for my actual awakening. But the book that was the most pivotal for me was a book I had read called The Instruction by Ainsley MacLeod. And it was the first time I had heard about soul journeys and soul contracts. And when I read that book, it was not new information to me. It was like, wow, I knew this all along. And as I read it, it just opened my eyes to this very difficult life I had led. And suddenly I was able to forgive all of these people around me. I was able to look at my life through a different set of goggles and look at it with a completely different perspective in knowing that life was not happening to me, it was happening for me. And so I just began this big, gigantic healing journey as I got sober. And I was, you know, as I mentioned, call that, I began to return to myself.
I love that. And it's really interesting that you've been so spiritually aware from such a young age. But then I think a lot of people have that story who have awareness from a young age of spiritual gifts, or maybe their parents are spiritual, that they almost close it off in those teenage years, young adult years, and then rediscover it again when they're kind of going through that realization of their trauma or things that have happened to them, or it sort of like catches up with you as such. So I find it really interesting that that's your story as well, and a really powerful story as well of how you came to that awakening. Because like you say, when you do quit alcohol, there's nowhere to run to, like it all comes up to the surface. And you know, it's great that you've been able to move past that and heal that and be in this place now. So what has been your journey so far? I know you've touched on it a little bit. And how did you come across my work?
Well, as I mentioned, those emails started leading me to names of people in the spiritual realm. And I just began to follow the breadcrumbs. And one name led to another. And, you know, at this time, I had never heard of names like Louise Hay or Wayne Dyer or Gabby Bernstein. And I just began consuming any possible content that I could, you know, signing up for free workshops and such. And I actually stumbled across a free summit out there. I want to say that it was with Amy McCree. And it was back in the winter, I want to say, of 2019. 2020, before COVID even came around. And you were there, Emma. You were promoting your first book, Spiritual Queen, actually. And there were several presenters who were in the spiritual realm that were presenting that day. And I remember listening in on all of them. And everybody had a giveaway that they were doing. And I remember telling myself, oh, you know, I wonder if I'll win something. I wonder if I'll win something. And lo and behold, I won a signed copy of your book. And you mailed it out to me, and I'll never forget the day that I opened that book and I read your little message on the inside cover. And I said to myself, she is my spiritual teacher. And I had just been learning about the ways that different spiritual teachers show up in our lives. And I knew it was more than, you know, just luck. It was a synchronicity. And I thought, well, you either chose me or I chose you. And so I started hanging out in your energy. I was reading your blogs and I was listening to your podcast. And of course, at first glance, I noticed that you were younger than I was, but it didn't bother me one bit because you were so down to earth and so realistic. And the way that you spoke, I could tell right away that you were presenting the same way that I was. And that was that you were leading with your inner child while working on your future self. And that's the way that I found the containers and the people that I hang around are in that exact place. And it doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70. It's those people who are awakened that are tapped into that inner child while working on their future self that I connect with. And you were like right there, the medicine that I needed at exactly the right time. So I just, that it was winning that book at that summit that just drew me right to you. And I've been there following ever since.
Oh, and I remember you emailing me about receiving the book. I remember that because I remember your name hitting my inbox and setting up, sending the prize to you. But I didn't realize it was from Amy's. It was Amy's webinar all those years ago. Gosh, yeah. It's bringing back all these memories now. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, I do remember. Yeah. And I did pick the winner of who won my book. So clearly intuition led me and said, Jill needs this book. She is the one.
Love it.
So I always do that with competitions. I always, like, you know, obviously it's random as such, but I always do tune in as well, especially when they're like of that webinar kind of format, because I'm like, okay, now I've connected with these people, now they've like asked us questions, like you do connect to people from that. So yeah, always the way that I do it in that sense. Okay, awesome. Well, let's talk about the manifestation membership then, because the doors are open right now. So it'd be great to hear what your experience was like in the membership, what manifested for you, and what was your biggest takeaway from being in there?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wonderful. So obviously, after hanging around in your energy and listening to your blogs and podcasts, and then knowing and finding out that you had this membership, it wasn't long before I obviously bought into joining that. It was reasonably priced. And, you know, your membership introduced me to so many topics and ideas that I had never heard of at all. And as I mentioned before, it was exactly the right medicine at exactly the right time. I loved that every single one of your months had a different theme or a new topic. It was like I had this smorgasbord of stuff in front of me to connect, reconnect with my soul. Like, hey, come over here and dabble in this for a little bit and see if it's good for you. You know, for example, crystals. I didn't own a single crystal until I was in your membership. Now, if you come to my house, I know the power and energy of crystals. You come into my bedroom, I've got a rose quartz under my pillow, and along with it is a list of all the things I love about myself. I've got a favorite carnelian bracelet that I'm wearing because I use it to channel my creative self. I often wear my favorite lapis lazuli earrings when I have an opportunity to speak. I also knew nothing about moon phases. Now I have your moon phase journal, and every single month I'm completing, you know, the things that I am calling in for the new moon and releasing for the full moon. And I'm journaling about these things. These were things that I had never tapped into before. I mean, things like chakras and astrology. I dabbled in so many things. And the biggest takeaway and best part of all of that is that these became rituals for me. You know, I took what resonated and left the others behind, but I created these rituals. And every day of my life, summer in the morning, summer in the evening, I do these things that bring, you know, peace and clarity and ground me in every day. And really, when I look at, you know, the journaling that I do, or the little prayers that I do, or the little crystal ceremonies that I do, or the little burning bowl things that I do, every single one of those things comes back to something that I learned inside of your container. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. And of course, that helped me to manifest the real reason that I connected to you, which of course I didn't know in all of this, but that ended up becoming what would be the book course, which now in retrospect, I feel is the true reason I was led to you.
Oh yeah. Amazing. And like, it's so true, because what I love about the membership is that, like you say, not every month will resonate with everybody. We've got 31 topics in there now. We've got so much going. Everyone is spoiled for choice. And I think it's great because some months you're like, oh my God, yes, I really need this. This is like so on point. And other months you can like take it a bit slower and be like, yeah, okay, like I don't really know much about goddesses, but like I'm dipping my toes in, I'm learning about this. And like you say, it's so great to hear from the industry experts, to hear their practices, their tools, as well as obviously what I share in there. So then it is that guide, like you say, to helping you to formulate rituals and habits outside of the membership. So not everything will you take out into the big wide world every single day, every single month. But, you know, it's fun to explore those topics, but also learn those habits and rituals and work through those beliefs as well.
I do agree too, in like what you said, the industry experts. I think that's the other thing, Emma, that I absolutely love about your container is that the people and the energy that you bring in is very much along the lines of what you put out into the world. Like, for example, I'll never forget when you brought in George Lizos, and I just connected with him immediately. And now I follow him and I do his little challenges. And, you know, you just can't beat the energy, the connection, and the growth that comes with hanging out with people who are vibing the same as you are, you know. And it's when you find that community and a person like you who does the best job facilitating that. I mean, you always have, you know, these free challenges and things like that. You do a really good job keeping your community on their toes and giving them things that, you know, just like you said, introducing them to industry experts and bringing in these challenges and stuff. It's just a great value. I cannot say that enough. It truly is.
Oh, thank you, Jill. And keeping people on their toes. I love it. That's what I love to do. Keep people at home. We're expanding, we're growing, we're not stagnating. And yeah, like the industry expert features I love because it, you know, I learn so much from it as well. Like every single industry expert who comes in, I'm sat there and I'm like, I'm taking notes. Like, this is great. So it's great for me as well to host those and facilitate those. And to be honest, like, you know, people always ask me, like, how do you select people for your podcast? How do you select people for the membership? And it honestly comes down to like, I have to know that person. I trust that person. Like, I resonate with their work because exactly how you said, you know, if that person's coming into that container, like, I want to know that what they're going to be teaching is good stuff and that it's going to be in alignment with what we're all doing and that it feels totally aligned. So every single person that comes into the membership is a close peer of mine, a friend of mine. You know, we've worked together before and I've, you know, our energies definitely do match. And that's why it's always such a laugh because we're all just kind of, like you say, on that same wavelength. And it just feels like one big family coming together and chatting each month on the group call and the industry call because, you know, we, like you say, we're all of that same energy, which I really, really love. And I think really makes it fun for me and for all you guys as well, definitely. So absolutely. What has been your favorite part about being in the spiritual community?
Again, I just think it's that connection and that takeaway. You just, you know, that's not to say that I don't love my circle of friends, but obviously being in the membership, you're just getting the energy and the vibration that you need. You inevitably find the new breadcrumbs that are something you're going to, it's something else that you're going to follow. And being in that membership is where you actually spoke up and said, hey, everybody, guess what? I'm going to be doing this author's course and it's going to be about book writing. And I was like, holy cow. This is why I'm here. I have been dragging my feet, talking about the fact that I wanted to write a book. And even though I had already scratched some stuff out and kind of sort of started the book, I guess you would say, I still had absolutely zero sense of direction, no idea what to do, where to turn. I had maybe done a little bit of Googling how to write a book, but it was clear that you were heaven sent. And that is why I was there. Like, you're just offering up all of these different things that people can come to you for. And it turned out you were going to be my expert to find out some answers in that realm.
Love it. So let's talk about the author course then. So then obviously you did the author course. So what was your experience of the author course and what encouraged you to start writing your book? What was that? Did you have like a moment where you thought, this is what I meant to do?
So as I mentioned, I had already had some, you know, idea of writing the book. I had led a pretty crazy life and all I could think of was this has to be a story that has to be told. And initially I didn't think that I was going to write it for other people, but that kind of changed as that process evolved. But that's a whole nother story. I basically knew I wanted to write a book, but I didn't know anything at all about publishing and self-publishing or marketing and how you would even go about this. And it was so awesome that you had just done Spiritual Queen, because everything that you had done was just so fresh. So as you would speak about it and as you would lead these live calls, and that's the other thing I want to mention, that the live calls for me is so important. I know in this day and age, especially after COVID, there are a lot of things out there that are digital, digital, digital. But for me, if I'm going to do anything, even if it has a digital component, I still need the live calls. And I love that you show up and that you're active in your memberships and in your things, because it was the live calls where I was asking questions and others were asking questions, because 9 times out of 10, when somebody was asking a question, it was a question that was at the back burner of my brain as well. And so everything that was asked and talked about was something that helped me. And you clarified, what is a traditional publishing path? What is a self-publishing path? You know, what do you need if you want to go the traditional route? And, you know, it helped me to get clarity to realize, okay, I don't have this in place yet. So this looks like this is going to be a better route for me. And instead of wasting time or being totally confused about where I was headed, I started to get clarity and know what my direction was a lot sooner. So those questions, and plus that accountability, you know, just, you know, okay, our calls are on Tuesday nights, and knowing that I had to show up and knowing that I had to complete the module and be on to my next step or have my questions ready. And also the fact that when we made the purchase to that, it was lifetime access. I mean, as you know, when my book came alive, I was able to go back into that Facebook group of our cohort and say, hey, everybody, my book is here. And I love that I have lifetime access to that, because I am actually starting my second memoir. And now I can go back through the process again. All of your beautiful PDFs and workbook pages and things are still available to me. And that's important, because I bought it and it's access, you know, it's accessible to me for a lifetime.
Exactly. And it's going to be there when you write your 10th book, Jill, as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So, going back to the membership then, why do you feel people should join the membership, this intake? What will they get from it?
I think the thing that they're going to get is this. I mean, I hate to use the word smorgasbord, but I think that they're going to find that they're being called to things that they would never have thought they were going to explore before. I couldn't even have imagined the topics that you were going to put forth. I feel like they are prescribed from the universe, if you will. And I can remember being so excited when you were going to announce what was coming next. It was like a kid in the candy store, like, ooh, what's she going to feed us next? And then even more so when you would announce the industry expert that was going to go along with that topic. So what I say to the people is, I think that whole feeling of not necessarily knowing what's coming down, you know, in the future months, but to just kind of embrace that if you're spending time in this high vibing container, you're getting the medicine that your soul is seeking with other people who are seeking that same, you know, energy, and that there's going to be something in there that you need.
Thank you so much, Jill. That's so lovely for you to say. And it's so true. Like, I create the topics. Well, I normally plan the topics obviously quite a while in advance so I can set up the industry expert calls and obviously know myself what we're doing for the year as such. And I love dropping those themes every single month on our group coaching call. I love being like, right, guesses in everybody. What are we doing next month? And it, you know, it's so funny because I could plan a topic 6 months in advance, 4 months in advance. You know, they are planned quite a way in advance. And then when I actually come to create the content, it's normally like a month or 2 months in advance. And then when we're actually doing the topic, the astrology really lines up with what we're doing, or there's a, you know, there's synchronicities every single month of why we're doing that topic at that moment. And it's always so magical to think, wow, like this is so needed for all of us right now. Well, this is so, you know, what we need right now. This is awesome. So it's great that it, you know, like you say, it really is prescribed by the universe, because I'm sat there like, oh, it'd be great to do that this month, when actually there really is a bigger reason of why we have done that theme. So it always makes me laugh when the universe matches it up.
For sure.
So let's talk about your wonderful new book, When the Apple Falls Far From the Tree. So what is your book about? Can you tell us a little bit about it, and what can we expect?
Sure. Thank you so much for asking. So as you mentioned, the title is When the Apple Falls Far From the Tree, and the subtitle is Discovering the Gifts Within the Chaos. And this is a memoir, and it is written under my pen name, Margot Riley, which I also coin as my alter ego. So it was originally started to extract my story from within. I led a pretty crazy life for the first 20, 30 years of my life. It was pretty crazy. And it was really just a way to tell my story, get it on the outside. But as I began writing it and editing it, I had an epiphany. And I realized that each time I read a chapter back to myself about an episode or something that had happened, there really was a gift or a silver lining in each part of my story. And I was like, wow, this is kind of reading more like a manual. And I think that the reader could see themselves. Maybe they didn't have the same exact life that I did, but they might relate to the experiences or the emotions that I'm going through. And so I thought I could kind of put a self-help spin on this and maybe talk about the tools that were there in each of those lessons. So the overall theme, even though I'm telling the story of my adversities of growing up, and there's everything in there from child abuse to my adult bout with a rare cancer, the overall theme is self-loyalty and how the one thing that was tried and true through all of life's tough journeys for me was I had this amazing inner voice and self-loyal to me, to myself. And the self-loyalty and loving myself the most and honoring that inner voice is what helped me to get to the other side. And that when we do that, all else will prevail and all else will fall into place. And it really was just a testament. It was evidence to me that, wow, the universe really did freaking have my back throughout my entire life. And there really was spiritual knowing and spiritual being in every episode and every chapter of everything that has ever happened to me. And so I'm currently enrolled in Spiritual Life Coach School, and I'm hoping to do some keynote speaking here eventually, and even maybe possibly create some courses and such to go along with the things that are evolving and transpiring from the writing of this book. It's been a true blessing, and I'm so glad to have it out in the world.
Oh, I love that, Jill. I love that. And it's so amazing. The cover looks phenomenal as well. So it does look so, so great. What has the response been so far? How has it been launching the book?
It's been wonderful. I did mostly all of the marketing myself. So, you know, it hasn't been this great big launch plan, but I'm very, very proud for having launched it myself. The amount of sales, the reviews that are coming in on Amazon have been wonderful. And I am floored that there is not a single day that goes by that somebody isn't reaching out to me talking about how it has inspired them or how, you know, wow, they had no idea. I've been connected to other authors. I've done a few book signings. I'm doing podcasts galore talking about it. I'm thinking about starting my own podcast soon. So things are just transpiring and evolving, and it's super, super exciting.
Love it, Jill. Love it. So I didn't actually put this on my questions to you, but I'm like, no, every guest who comes on must answer these questions as well. So as you'll know from the podcast, my last question to every guest is, what is one piece of life advice that you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with? So what would you give them?
My life advice is to love yourself most. I think throughout life, we are taught to serve others and to comply way too much. And it is my hope to help teach my daughters and everyone else in the world that when you honor and love yourself most, then and only then can you truly serve and give to the universe and others the truest parts of yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. Love that. So powerful, Jill. Amazing. And I cannot wait to see all the things you're going to go on and do as well. Like, you were so born to do this. And it's such an honor and pleasure to have facilitated that and helped you along that journey, because like, you're just amazing. So I just want to say how proud I am of you, how amazing the book is. And I'm just so excited that we got to connect and we can even have this conversation today. I feel very grateful. So thank you.
Emma, as you're speaking and saying that, I have the world's largest goosebumps on my arms. I can't thank you enough. And I thank the universe for the breadcrumbs that led me to that summit that day where I listened to you speak so I could get your book. I will always cherish that little inscription there. Of course, I have lots of your other stuff that I've purchased since then, and you have a fan for life. I will continue to follow you and, of course, keep you updated as things evolve and as other books come out into the world.
Please do. Please, please do. I would love to see it and love to support it once again. But I will put a link to Jill's book in the description below so you can go and have a look at it for yourself and go and purchase it. But a big, big thank you, Jill, for coming on today. I've absolutely loved our conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emma.
So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. I really hope you've enjoyed Jill and I's beautiful conversation today. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. And if you want to learn more about my manifestation membership and all the things that we spoke about today in this podcast, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk and in the clickable link in the description. I hope you have an amazing week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.